Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News today.
You know, is there something to worry about with medicines? That is, might some of them have side effects? Do we need safety testing? I mean, and we're taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
Instantly cleared. I've never seen anything do that. And I don't mean to sound sensational, I just...
Right.
I haven't.
Never seen it do that.
Nope, never seen anything do that.
Look at that.
Oh.
Wow, Pfizer. That's the Pfizer, right?
Boom. Oh. Look at that. Okay, so we'll first take the normal one. This is the regular without anything on it.
Yep.
And you can see little platelet clumps up in here. Throughout, and then a couple of white cells in the background. Mm. So that looks pretty decent. Like you're going to live forever, Dale.
All right. Good to know.
All right, let's see what the Moderna looks like. So again, we'll start kind of out at that thicker edge first. We'll work our way towards, should be the thinner portion of the prep. Question is, where'd all the cells go? Seriously.
They're gone.
Seriously. It pushed him back into a big giant clump over at the edged clump. And again, is that the charge on the particles? I don't know. But where we put that drop, there are no red cells there.
I was going to say, as they come out, it's almost like they're, you know, getting almost, like they're bleaching clear.
Bleaching clear, some of them are folded, and some are called, what do we call, crenulated, a little crinkled. But yeah, I mean, that whole edge is like bleached. So this is the J&J.
That's totally different.
Isn't it?
It's like a nuclear bomb went off.
Yeah, it's disordered, isn't it? And then there's a little more of that stacking, that rouleau here. And again, look at all this clumping here out on the edge of it.
Yeah.
It just, yeah, like you said, like a nuclear bomb went off. It just congealed it. And again, that's not spike. That's just a lipid nanoparticle. So these are becoming more spherical.
Mm-hmm.
And you're losing that donut in the middle of your red cell. What's happening here is slightly from the outside of the cell in, causing those cells to balloon up slightly, because now you got a subtle osmotic shift here. And all of these are supposed to be, you know, again, isotonic. These are supposed to be balanced with the pH of the body. You shouldn't be seeing, you know, this kind of reaction. It shouldn't be damaging to the cells of the body right away like this. So here's that first Pfizer, and these were the ones where we just put a drop on and the whole thing just cleared. But this is where all that fluid went. And again, like that J&J, just caused immediate dispersion and clumping. And those don't look very red to me either.
No.
Oh, and look at this.
Look at those little spikies.
Those are called echinocytes. So it it instantly changed the pH interior. These are little blebs of protein on the membrane of the red cell, because the red cell has involuted, and then those proteins on the surface, they don't have room to go. It's like flattening a ball of some sort, and it's kind of all baggy, but you know, so all these little fingers, that is not spike protein. So that's another myth I wouldn't mind dispelling.
Well, I mean, it's crazy because it's done it to so many. We didn't see that.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Tom Haviland has done an incredible service to humanity. He watched died suddenly a few years ago, and he is a former defense contractor and former U.S. Air Force major that did data analysis, and he went out and did surveys with the mortuaries, with the funeral homes, with the embalmers, and found shocking information. 60+% almost 70% did find these weird white tuberous clots they'd never seen before, and half of the bodies they saw had them from those numbers. So we already kind of broke that down. People are joining us millisecond to millisecond here. You can find him on X, and we'll be putting that up on screen while he's speaking. But I have his worldwide embalmer blood clot survey. He's done several of these now, United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, conducted December 23rd to January 2024. And he's done a PowerPoint for us. So I'm going to do my best to just sit back now and let him go through that. Sir, please go ahead and give us a presentation, and thank you.
Sure, Alex. On this year's survey, like I said, I ran it from the 8th of December of this last year through the 8th of January. And as soon as I had it finished, I wrapped up the results and I sent the presentation that I'm about to show you to the FDA, CDC, and NIH, just like I did last year. When I had the results of the USA portion of the survey done last year, I sent it off to the FDA. They had a meeting of their Vaccine and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee on the 26th of January of last year, 2023. And they actually had an hour set aside for oral presentations. I asked to speak at that meeting, but there was a lottery ensued. There was 20 speakers selected. I wasn't one of them. But I did submit my results in a written format, Alex, last year, and about a full week before that meeting took place. And I did get a tracking number from the FDA. But throughout the entire year, Alex, I heard nothing from the FDA, not or the CDC, crickets. So I'm not holding my breath this year, but as soon as I had the results of this current survey that we're about to see, I sent those off the very next day on the 9th of January to the FDA, CDC, and NIH in hopes that they'll do something about it this year. But I'm not holding my breath.
And it's not like you're doing this alone with your great background in data analysis with the Air Force and then with the defense contracting work. We have just huge articles, stories, epidemiologists, pathologists around the world talking about this phenomenon. We have giant stacks of studies saying it's causing blood clots. But then you come out, send them all this data, and crickets. That really shows what's going on here. So let's start with the latest survey.
Okay. The first question we asked in the survey this year, by the way, was what state are you from? We allow the embalmers to stay anonymous, but we want to know where they're from. One of the reasons why, Alex, is we wanted to check for regionality. There's the bad batch theory that maybe some batches were sent to you know, bad batches were sent to some locations and other batches were clean sent to other locations. Unfortunately, we did not get enough responses to the survey to really determine whether anything about the bad batch theory. So if you go to the next slide, you'll see question two. We asked the embalmers, how long have you been an embalmer? And as you see there, a pretty long bar there at the bottom, most of the embalmers that responded to the survey have over 20 years of experience. And this is a great thing, right? They know what the blood looked like before the years of COVID. They know what it looked like in the year of COVID, 2020, but we had no vaccines yet. And then they also know what the blood looks like from 2021 to present when we had both the COVID virus and the vaccines. So this is a good thing. Average of 15 years experience. Next slide. We then asked the embalmers how many corpses do you normally embalm per year. As you see there, the average is about 100 corpses per year, two a week. Embalmers like Richard Hirschman, who you just had on the show, Richard is very prolific. He's a trade embalmer, so he contracts with about a dozen funeral homes, and he'll do well over 300 bodies a year, sometimes many more, and often two or three bodies a day. So these embalmers that responded to the survey, they know what they're seeing. They know what dead bodies are usually look like. Next slide. We then asked the embalmers, did you see the white fibrous clots in the year 2023? Look at that, Alex. 197 of the 269 embalmers that responded to our survey, 73% are still seeing these white fibrous clots in the year 2023. And that's about the same percentage as 2022, when about 67% said they saw the clots. So it's not a good thing. As we get further and further out from most people taking their last jabs in 2021, we're still seeing a lot of these white fibrous clots, the embalmers are. Next slide. So the next question we ask embalmers is, well, in what percentage of your corpses are you seeing these white fibrous clots? And if you average all the bars there, including the green bar, where 63 embalmers said they saw no clots, average that into the rest of the bars, you get a weighted average of about 20% of the corpses in 2023 containing these white fibrous clots. That's down from an average of 30% in the year 2022. You know, that's not necessarily a good vindication, though, for the vaccines. Like I said, most people took 80% of Americans took the vaccines back in 2021. But as you know, only about 20% of Americans took the bivalent Omicron booster in the fall of 2022, and only about 15% or less of Americans took the XBB 1.5 booster that came out this last fall. So you might expect, if the vaccines are the cause of these white fibrous clots, you might expect the percentage to go down as we get further and further away from people taking their last jabs way back in 2021. And as I said before, you know, embalmers have never seen this phenomenon prior to the years of COVID or the vaccines. If you look over there on the left, you'll see 48 of the embalmers saw the white fibrous clots between 21 to 40% of their corpses. Another 29 embalmers saw these white fibrous clots between 41 to 60% of their corpses. And there was 11 embalmers that saw these white fibrous clots between 61 to 80% of their corpses in 2023. So it's telling me this is not a rare phenomenon, Alex. These things are prevalent.
So, you're absolutely right. Please continue.
Yeah, next slide. As Richard Hirschman mentioned, one of the other things we had the embalmers talk about with me this year is the phenomenon of microclotting. If you go to the next slide, you'll see that. I'm not seeing it on my screen. Question six. Back up one. We asked the, as the embalmers say, they don't call it microclotting, Alex. They call it what looks like coffee grounds or dirty blood in the drainage coming off the corpse as they're trying to put the formaldehyde in.
Which they say they've never seen. I mean,
they have seen a little bit in the past. It's very, very rare, but they have seen it in the past. But look at that number, Alex. 212 embalmers out of the 269 that responded, 79%, almost 80% of the embalmers saw this phenomenon in 2023. Yeah,
sure, and I'm sure you're the expert. I was just going off, I've seen a lot of them on the internet saying, I've been working 15 years, never seen this, but you're saying some have seen it, maybe guys that have worked 20 years, 30 years.
Yeah, if you go to the next slide, you'll see I have a note there that says they've typically seen it in the past in less than 5% of their corpses. You see down there in the lower right-hand corner. And some of the embalmers I've talked to said they've seen it before in chemotherapy patients with heavy chemo when those corpses come in. But if you average the bars all together again, including the green bar, where 49 and Ballmer said they saw none, you get a weighted average of 25% of the corpses in 2023 containing these coffee grounds or dirty blood. So that's at least a five times a quintupling of what they used to see prior to the years of COVID and the vaccines. Again, if you look to the left, you'll see 58 of the embalmers saw this microclotting phenomenon between 21 to 40% of their corpses. 32 embalmers are seeing the dirty blood coffee grounds in 41 to 60% of their corpses. And the 16 embalmers saw between 61 to 80% of their corpses. So this is, and this could be just as dangerous as those large white fibrous clots. As we said, it can block off the exchange of oxygen in the lungs. You know, it happens at the small capillary levels. And then the carrying of that oxygen to all the major organs of the body.
But if a tiny one gets in your brain, you're going to have a stroke.
They can definitely lead to stroke. They also can lead to things like brain fog. It's no wonder people might be having brain fog if they're not getting enough oxygen going to their brains. A lot of people are also having trouble with their eyesight. And we know there's a lot of small capillaries that feed the eyes, and if it's being blocked by this microclotting, it can cause blindness or impaired vision. So it's a serious problem. Next slide. One of the things we checked on last year was the grape jelly clots. And these are traditional clots, by the way. As I think Richard Hirschman told you earlier, embalmers before COVID only saw two.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There seem to be more cremations of infants these days than ever before. And so if there's any evidence of clotting or any problems in the child, then that evidence obviously is being destroyed with a cremation. Also, the hospitals these days...
Yeah, let's slow down and talk about that, because while you've been talking, Tom Haviland, data analyst formerly with the Pentagon, I literally have five stacks of studies and CDC admissions and FDA admissions that it causes clots. So let's just get this straight. They pulled the J&J shot years ago because of clotting. That is not debatable. We're not up here speculating. We're just simply covering the magnitude of these new forms of clots and the huge death we're seeing. So while you're talking, we'll continue with your PowerPoint. I'm going to be showing some of these articles. Go ahead.
Yeah, because you're right. In April of 2021, they temporarily paused the J&J shot for blood clotting issues, particularly with pregnant women. But strangely, Alex, they brought that shot back just a few weeks later, and they let people continue to take that J&J shot through the rest of 2022, through the rest of 2021, until they finally then, in, I think, May of 2022, they told people, hey, if you're going to get any boosters, don't get the J&J shot. Take the Moderna or the Pfizer one instead. But they let that shot come right back on the market after only a several-week pause, which I think was just devastating. Because, like you said, the evidence was showing, their own evidence was showing that J&J shot was causing clotting. So
please continue.
Yeah. And the next natural question we asked for the 20% of the embalmers who said that they did see the increase in infant deaths in 2023 compared to the years prior to COVID, you go to the next slide, question 11, you'll see that if you average all those bars together except for the blue bar, if you start with the yellow bar and go down and average all those together, it becomes a 25% increase in infant deaths in 2023 compared to the pre-COVID years for just that 20% of embalmers who did see the increase. So that's alarming in and of itself, right, Alex?
That's incredible. A 1% should be investigated. And then I look at the New England Journal of Medicine 2 years ago, found in the first two trimesters an 80%+ increase in miscarriage. But the baby gets tougher and bigger, it still lives, then a lot of times it dies after. I mean, you look at this. This is just, I get why people can't face this. It's so astounding. It's so Hitlerian. It's so over the top. It's just hard to process.
Yeah, and Dr. James Thorpe, as you see, he's been tracking this as OBGYN, and he's seen just a tremendous increase in miscarriages, fetal demises, stillborns, SIDS. It's just horrific. And as we know, they have found the spike protein from the vaccine in the mother's breast milk going from the mother to the infant. They've also found the spike protein from the vaccine in delivered placentas that the woman delivers after she delivers the child. So it seems pretty clear that the vaccine, spike protein from the vaccine, is getting through from the mother to the infant. So this is just disastrous. And then on top of it, they want to vaccinate your six-month-old. So it's just horrific what's going on. So the last question we asked this year was question 12, and that we didn't get a chance last year, Alex, to ask about age stratification, so we made that a point to do that this year. So we asked the embalmers, have you seen an increase in any type of clot, whether it's grape jelly, white fibrous, or microclotting in the year 2023 for any particular age groups, plural? So this particular question, we allow them to mark multiple answers. For all the groups they saw that in. No surprise here that the longest bars are for the elderly age groups. You see the longest bar there for the 66 to 80-year-old group. And you expect them, as people get older, you start to have plaque problems, cholesterol buildup in their vascular system. But what disturbs me, Alex, is that 36 to 50-year-old bar, that's a pretty long bar. 89 of the embalmers said they saw an increase of clotting in that particular age group. And what's interesting about this is it dovetails very closely with the work from Edward Dow. Now, the insurance data, he's taken a close look at the UK and USA death and disability data, and he has seen a tremendous increase in that particular age group. It basically exploded, Alex, in the year 2021, in the third quarter of 2021, when the vaccines were mandated on a lot of workers in that particular age group. So with the information I'm getting from the answer from the embalmers is dovetailing very closely with the death and disability data that's been collected by Edward Dowd. And
absolutely.
People in that 36 to 50-year-old age group, Alex, you don't normally associate them with having heart attacks and strokes at that age. Usually you don't start having heart attacks and strokes until you're in your late 50s, early 60s. But we're seeing a lot more died suddenlies in that category of 36 to 50-year-olds. So this
Incredible.
Is quite alarming. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. We'll continue the next segment, have another guest popping in, but Rod Shotgun with us. As an American, as just a patriot, what do you think is really all behind this, and what can we do to stop it? Because they're coming back with a UN treaty to take over medical care, our countries, our bodies. Tedros just said last week at the World Government Summit, the head of the WHO, that more diseases are coming. You better give in to us. I mean, this is so obviously a depopulation plan, but also about corrupting the medical system so they'll follow orders in the future. And I understand the horror is extreme, so people have trouble dealing with this, but the horror of going along with this is far worse. How do you see this playing out? What can we do? You're a man of action. What should we do next?
Well, you know, our CDC and FDA have failed us. They're supposed to protect the American citizens, and they've just been a rubber stamp for Big Pharma on these products. Our Congress has let us down, with the exception of a few people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Senator Ron Johnson, Rand Paul, just a few have made this a big issue. So I always tell people, you know what, you're the last line of defense, the citizen. You just have to say no to these products. And that's why I'm calling for a moratorium on them. I think they're not safe and effective, and I think the data clearly shows that, and that we need to pull back. And what's really shocking, Alex, is they're getting ready to pump out a whole bunch of these mRNA-based lipid nanoparticle delivery type products in the next couple of years. You know, they've got a shingle shot, an RSV shot. They want to use the technology for the flu shot. Moderna's got about 40 of these things in the pipeline that they're ready to put onto the world. And, you know, not just hundreds of millions of people, but actually billions of arms.
Well, that's right. Bill Gates, along with Fauci and others, went on a bunch of C-SPAN shows in 2016, 17, 18, 19, they said, we're going to use a new virus out of China. I played the clip, folks, many times. And we're going to blow up the old regulatory system and just have vaccines made to order. But then they changed the definition of vaccine to anything we put in your body. So, yeah, this is a revolution.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, and people may be asking themselves, well, I'm not seeing a bunch of excess mortality. You know, there's been about 10% excess mortality in highly vaccinated countries.
Life expectancy's gone down for the first time in 100 years.
You know, what's strange about it, Alex, is we don't see any excess mortality in the African countries where they had very little uptake on the jab. That should tell people something. But people on their daily life, they probably don't see this 10% excess mortality. It's very subtle. Here in the United States, we're a country of 300 million people. About 3 million of us died every year before the pandemic. So a 10% excess mortality we've had the last 3 years is 10% of 3 million people. Well, that's 300,000 extra people dying a year. But at the individual level, you see maybe 11 people dying this year as opposed to 10. That's 10% excess mortality too. Are you really going to notice 11 people dying this year versus 10 dying last year? Probably not, right? But when you aggregate that 10% up to large populations, you wind up with 300,000 extra Americans dying every year. That's what's happening here. That's why it's subtle at the individual level, but on the mass population level, it's huge.
All right, Tom Haviland, stay right there. We'll be back in a few minutes. And we have another guest that's witnessed this joining us. Stay with us.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future.
Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You know, this is not an entertainment show. It's not a sports show. It's not a Netflix review show. I'm living here in the real world where pathologists, coroners, undertakers, embalmers, all over the world are coming out and saying, we're seeing things we've never seen. We're seeing mass death. We're seeing record death. We have the insurance company actuaries, and we have whistleblowers out of the New Zealand government, the highest levels. And I'm just sitting back knowing this is happening, and it's surreal. Because the average person just thinks, oh, this show is just another view. It's some guy on the radio talking about all this. No, this is 100% real, the miscarriages, the turbo cancers, the drop in longevity in how long we live. This is all real. Tom Haviland spent 20 years in the U.S. Air Force, retired as a major, the defense contractor and data analysis, saw this, said, I'm going to check it out, made phone calls, then did studies, did surveys, and is now here exposing it, and his work is reaching hundreds of millions of people. And we have another guest who's going to ride shotgun with you in a moment, who's another one of the witnesses to all of this. But, Tom Haviland, what else do you want to get across the audience right now, and what do you see as a solution to counter this? Because they're trying, as you said, they've got 40-something plus new mRNAs coming out saying no review, it's all safe, but no review. What the hell's going on here?
Yeah, as I said earlier, you are the last line of defense. One of the stories I had, one of the embalmers from the Died Suddenly movie is both a funeral director and an embalmer, similar to the gentleman I told you earlier about, who's the president now of the Ohio Embalmers Association. And this woman who runs his other funeral home said that whenever she finds the clots, Alex, she always asks the family of the deceased, hey, did your loved one happen to take the COVID-19 vaccine? And she says 100% of the time, Alex, without fail, the answer is yes. So I know that's just one person. It's anecdotal, but it's a pretty shocking thing to discover that, and further proof that, you know, I think it's primarily the vaccines that are causing this phenomenon, because most of the embalmers said they did not start seeing this phenomenon until 2021, in the middle of that year, at about 6 months after the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines. So
let's be clear. I asked the crew to find it just seconds ago. Remember all the pharmacists that every drug they ever had, whether it was Valium, whether it was steroids, whether it was, opioids, every drug has a data sheet that comes with it. They opened it up. It was totally blank.
Yeah, they didn't want to tell you what was in the vaccine. And they also don't want to tell you, they don't want to give us the vaccination data of these people either that passed away. It'd be nice for us to see the people that we find the white fibrous clots in and then compare that to their vaccination records. So then we can get very strong data that might correlate the vaccines to the dead bodies with the clots. But surprisingly, none of the U.S. states want to release that information to their states. And like I said, I think it's because most of the states push the vaccines, right, on their people. So if they see that the vaccines are causing this death and destruction, then it implicates them as the people who actually promoted the vaccines. So that's part of the problem here as well. It's not a good situation.
No, I agree, Tom. Here's the problem. I don't even call us conservatives, but winners, alphas, successful people. We get attacked in life. We learn from it. We move past it. We don't live in the past. We just say, hey, that made me stronger. Nietzsche, that which doesn't kill me only makes me stronger. The left's all into being victims constantly, and that's their ideology. But the globalists know populist or alpha's weakness is that we will just move on from an attack. Well, as you said, they're planning global treaties, taking over our bodies, all these new poison shots. We've got to realize we're the victims of a giant megalomaniacal, mad scientist, bio war, and we better get upset about this to stop the next event, not reorganize, move forward. That's a good adaptive thing in humans, but that's in our previous development. We've got to recognize this was just a probe. It's like if aliens flew by and like blew up Chicago or blew up Moscow or blew up Tokyo. We wouldn't just say, oh, well, they're not coming back. We'd mobilize to deal with them. They came back. We've just been hit with a major test. And we need to get ready for the next big attack.
You're right, Alex. And, you know, I think Americans pretty much failed that test the first time. 80% of the people, they bought in and they actually took the vaccines. The good news is, Alex, is they're waking up. Like I said, only 20% of people took the bivalent Omicron booster in the fall of 2022. Only 15% of the people took the latest XBB 1.5 booster. So they're figuring it out. You know, they probably got two or three jabs. They caught COVID anyways once or twice. So, hey, the jab's not working. You're hearing about all these nasty side effects like myocarditis, you know, nerve damage, turbo cancers, and now these white fibrous clots as well and this microclotting. So,
no, I agree. We're winning the hearts and minds. So you're a smart cookie. You only go off data. I get that. But speculate as an American, as a veteran, as a patriot. You're a smart guy. The globalists aren't going to give up. What do you think they're going to try next now? Or what, and then what do we do?
Well, you know, they've already talked about disease X. They've talked about it possibly being more lethal than the COVID. You know, the COVID actually, I think, wound up killing about a case fatality rate of about 0.3%, which was much less than the 3 or 4% they were telling us when the pandemic kicked off. They used that fear to get people to take the shots, and it wound up that they were off by a factor of 10. The actual case fatality rate is only about 0.3%. And I think a lot of that was probably due to lousy medical treatment. You know, they had denied ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine early on, and also the hospital protocols stink as well. They put you on remdesivir and then slap you on a ventilator, and you had a 50-50 chance of living or dying. So I'm very disappointed in the medical system. And, you know, I think they're captured too, Alex. You know, they've got a whole system of carrots and sticks. The Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, for example, they'll pay doctors who get 75% of their patients to take the vaccine $250 per injection for every injection they get.
Oh, yeah, nobody, like exactly. My wife asked me the other day, she said, why is Walgreens giving free flu shots? I go, they're not. It's a federal program. These people are being paid. I saw a number for every 200 and something kids that a pediatrician gives them the COVID shot. They get like $100,000. I mean, this is crazy. This is a bounty. They're not doing this because they love us.
Yeah, and then there's also on the other end, there's sticks, right? If they speak up and talk anything negative about the vaccines, they'll have their licenses pulled, their board certifications taken away from them. So they're in a system that's corrupt. And you know, people are probably coming in with vaccine injuries, and they're being gaslit and said, hey, it's something else, it's all in your head, or they try to diagnose it as something else, but anything but the vaccine, you know. But I think a lot of these doctors need to grow a conscience and start coming out and speaking out about what they're seeing, because we know they're seeing what people are reporting when they go in with all these complications and injuries from the vaccines.
I agree. Incredible. You're a hard guy to get a hold of. I mean, you did great studies. You're all the place. But how do Ride Shotgun with us when I bring in Bill Funk here. But how do people contact you to get you on their shows, or how do they find your material?
They can come to me straight at Thomas Haviland at SBCGlobal.net. So I'm willing to talk to anybody, especially embalmers. I want to know what you're seeing in the embalming room, whether you're seeing the clots or not. I want to know.
You're another amazing, interesting American. I know you're just doing your duty and saw this and said, I want to see if it's true. You died suddenly. You've investigated and did. You said you're just doing your duty. But tell us a little bit before we go to this next guest about yourself. I mean, what brought you to this point? Because you're the exception. Most people just kind of ignore reality as if, well, I'm not supposed to interface with that. I just go with the flow. But we're not just people in a river going one direction. We control our environment if we exercise our destiny, our power.
Yeah, you have more power than you think. You're absolutely right, Alex. It all came to a head for me in October of 2021. I was a defense contractor working at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and Joe Biden came out with the mandates for the vaccine in September. And I got an email from a 3-star Air Force general at the Air Force Base telling us, the military, the government civilians, and us defense contractors, of which I was one, what dates you had to get the shot by or else get kicked out. So I had done a lot of research. Our CDC was putting out lousy information. I was checking what the UK was doing, and they had a document called SARS-CoV Variants of Concern, Technical Briefing Number 23, dated 17 September of 2021. And in Table 5 of that document on pages 19 and 20, there you can see...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Population is miscalculated. It's blown up in their face, but they're getting ready for another attack. I wish this wasn't true, but it's the reality. All right, finishing up with Tom Haviland, a great data analyst. Tom, you were finishing a point about the British report you saw. Go ahead.
That document from Public Health England, their version of the CDC, had a table 5 in that technical briefing number 23. It showed hundreds of thousands of breakthrough cases, Alex, of COVID amongst the fully vaccinated by the early fall of 2021. So, you know, the data was showing that it was you could catch COVID and transmit to others regardless of getting the shot or not. So it was unethical to put a mandate on people to take the shot when it didn't stop transmission of the virus. And also, it was just unethical, right? It violated all the tenets of the Nuremberg Code. So it was, I refuse to take the shot. In fact, I sent an email back to this Air Force 3-star general saying, shame on you. Instead of standing up for our right to decide for ourselves whether or not to take an experimental drug, you chose to spend your time trying to guilt us into taking the jab. Shame on you. And I didn't just send the email to him, Alex. I CC'd all 30,000 people that work at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Ohio. I knew what was going to happen. I got a call a half hour later from my boss of the defense contractor company I worked for, and I was fired from my $165,000 a year job as an electrical engineer at the base for shaming the general in front of the entire base. But it was worth it. None of the colonels, none of the generals were pushing back on these unlawful mandates from Joe Biden. I consider these people to be either cowards or tyrants, Alex.
Well, that's right, because the people like you, we've now backed them off a certain degree. It's going to take more courage to survive this. Thank you so much, Tom Haviland. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex, for having me.
Wow, there's so many great men and women like him out there that are now being activated by the tyranny. We're going to win this, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to have the communication systems to counter them. All right, our last guest today before Gerald Celente takes over is Bill Funk. He's a licensed funeral director embalmer for 30 years. He has owned a funeral home for the last 20 years and retired recently and is doing the trade embalming currently. He noticed a significant change in the blood around 2022, where the blood was filled with microclots, which he called coffee grounds. He also noticed large fibrous white clots in the blood. He noticed a change in the injection embalming fluid. The extremities are harder and harder to do at one point injection. So you can't even pump it into people, folks. Prior to the vaccines, 95% of bodies only needed a one-point injection. 95% of bodies need more than two injections points. Due to the clot blocking the arteries and veins, which were making embalming practices harder and more time-consuming. So for 30 years, he's embalming people, and boom, the shots start, and he can't even do that. I mean, this is just, folks, they have already killed us, basically. He wants to state that all of his changes have been since the vaccines and not COVID. So, Bill Funk, you're on the phone. Thank you. You've got the floor. Tell us what you witnessed.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it. Just since the vaccines came out, myself and other of my colleagues have noticed just a huge change in embalming our practice anyway. We're seeing the microclots or the coffee ground blood, and we're also seeing the white fibrous clots. I was asked 10 days ago to be on a podcast for the first time, and like I told them, I can tell you 100% every single body that has had the vaccines compared to not.
Tell us what you're seeing.
We're just seeing the coffee ground blood. We're also seeing the white fibrous clots in the arteries and in the veins. Like you pointed out, my injections prior to 2022, 95% of the time we would do a one-point injection, which means some of us use the neck area, some use iliac, some use femorals. And I was a carotid guy. I've always done that for 30 years. And all of a sudden now the fluids that we use for embalming aren't going into arms, hands, legs. So we're doing 2, 3, 4, 5-point injections just to get the fluid where we need it to go in order to preserve and to disinfect the body.
So to be clear, you've been doing embalming. You could go in the neck. You could go in the leg. You could fill somebody up almost all the time in one spot, and now most of the time you can. Massive change, just huge.
100% of a turnaround, yes. It went from 95% one-point injections prior to the vaccines to now I'm 95% raising more than one vessel.
What are the other people in the embalming business saying?
All of the colleagues that I talk to see the same thing.
God almighty.
Yeah, a lot of us are, you know, afraid to speak up just because losing our jobs or, you know, having the government or whatever look into our lives or whatever.
No, I agree, but if a big percentage of us stand up, not even a majority, they can't get us all.
For sure. Yep. And that's why I agreed, you know, 10 days ago to go. Richard asked me if I would go on a podcast with him, first time ever. I have never talked to Tom Haviland ever. Until last week, I said hello to him. That was it. And then actually, I sent some pictures to Richard last night and said, look at, I just got back from vacation, first body I've done, and look at all this. And he says, how do you feel about Alex Jones tomorrow podcast? I said, fine, I have no problem with it. I did one, might as well do two. So it's just, it's absolutely crazy what we're seeing. Like I said, I've been doing it 30 years. And all of a sudden, a friend of mine, just to give you a little background, sent me the video of Died Suddenly, you know, a couple of years ago when it first came out, and I refused to watch it because I had noticed a change in the embalming. I noticed the dirty blood. I noticed these bigger clots, these big jelly clots, and I was trying to figure out what the heck is going on. And so I refused to watch the video just because I didn't want it to, I guess, taint what I was seeing, or, you know, I just didn't want it to affect what I was seeing. I wanted to figure it out for myself. And after a few months, I finally pulled up the video she sent me and watched it. And after 17 minutes, I actually had to shut it off because I was so pissed off that this was exactly what I had been seeing and nobody was talking about it.
Well, that's right. It's a giant crime going on with Bill Gates that says he wants to depopulate us, but now he's got a shot to protect us. And it's so obvious, and I get it's horrifying. Who wants to believe this? But it's real.
Yeah. Oh, it's real. And you know, I own my own funeral home for the past 20 years, and I just started doing trading embalming like Rich Hirschman. And just a few weeks ago, one of the owners that I embalmed for called me up, and he says, "Hey, I got a question on the person you just embalmed." And I said, "Let me guess, you're going to ask me if they were full of clots." And he was like, just silence on the phone. And he says, "How did you know?" And I said, "Well, that's the only reason anybody ever calls me anymore other than come do an embalming." I said, "Let me guess, the wife wants to know if the vaccine caused her husband's death." And he says, "Well, what do you think?" I said, 100%. 100%. I said he was just full. Completely full. And he's like, "I can't even believe he knew what I was going to ask you." I said, "It's what's happening. It's almost a daily basis I see this."
They know. It makes the body congeal protein and kills you. And you know, who knows who it does it to or why, but they knew exactly what they were doing. Pulling back from this, I've seen the insurance actuaries, Edward Dowd, as the whistleblowers, all that. Now it's in the news. The life expectancy is dropping dramatically the first time in modern history. But when I pull back and I look at that, I wonder how the establishment thought they'd ever get away with it. Because they may get away with it currently, not going to prison, Nuremberg too, but this is everywhere. I go to the grocery store, people bring this up. I go to church. I mean, people are really, really getting this and really understanding it. Why, just speculating, separate from all the clots you see, what do you think is really going on?
Well, I do believe that there is a reason that people are dying, okay? Whether it's depopulation or whatever, the people that are involved are obviously trying to run everything. But like you, I go on vacation and people ask me what I do for a living, and I tell them, and immediately the first things they want to know about is, what do you think about the shots? What do you think about, you know, everything, you know? And I just say, listen, I can tell you probably 99 to 100% everybody I embalm that has had the vaccine compared to the ones that haven't. I said, I can guarantee you every single time I can tell you who's been vaccinated and who hasn't.
All right, Bill Funk, a few more segments with you. I noticed that Tom Haviland's staying with us, so if he wants to pop in, he can welcome or he can listen. We love all you guys, and we love all the guests we've had on, like Jamie today. Bill Funk is our guest. This isn't a game, folks. This is a real deal.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.